Austin, Texas is known as the live music capital of the world, with more than 60 venues just on East 6th Street alone. Artists such as Willie Nelson, Lyle Lovett, and Janis Joplin all got their start in Austin. This past week marked the 70th anniversary of the place that helped launch the Austin music scene. Joe Bevilacqua reports.
John Kenneth Threadgill was a teenaged usher at Lowe's State Theater in Houston when he first heard Jimmy Rogers yodel.
While he was yodeling, I was seeing if I could gargle out one myself, and I realized I could do it.
It was the beginning of a life in music that included a few records of his own. But that's getting ahead of the story. Kenneth Threadgill moved to Austin when he was 14. He worked at various jobs until in 1933 he opened a filling station just outside the city limits. Threadgill was interviewed in 1982 for a University of Texas film project. He said that during Prohibition, he sold gas out of the front door and bootleg whiskey out of the back.
It was just a gas service station, had living quarters in the back. We sold gasoline, tar, tubes. I had a little line of groceries in there. Everybody had home brew if it wanted, you know. I sold them many a 16-ounce Clicquot Club ginger ale bottle of home brew for a dime.
When Prohibition ended, Kenneth Threadgill got the first beer license in Travis County, and the filling station turned beer joint soon attracted the likes of Hank Williams and Lefty Frizzell on their way in and out of town. By 1948, the gas pumps were switched off, and Threadgill's was a full-time beer joint. When the University of Texas banned drinking on campus in 1963, the students transferred their activities, including their weekly folk sings, to Threadgill's. One of the kids was a young woman named Janis Joplin. According to Threadgill's current owner, Eddie Wilson, the wild singer and the former bootlegger were perfectly matched.
He was the only authority figure that Janis Joplin ever really seemed to respect. She was pretty rebellious, and Kenneth was just as sweet as he could be and tried to encourage her, tried to encourage everybody that he could say a good word for.
By the late 1960s, by all accounts, Austin was just about the only safe place in Texas to be if you had long hair. Because of Threadgill's success, other places started offering music. Before long, hippies and rednecks were bumping elbows all over town, but race relations were still pretty segregated, and once again, Threadgill's took the lead.
Kenneth broke the color barrier in the Austin music scene by letting the kids bring Mance Lipscomb into his service station.
Eddie Wilson.
Kenneth came down on the old rednecks and made them behave, and an old black man and an old white man became friends and caused an awful lot of newfound appreciation and tolerance.
Shot that woman, man, I thought she'd die. Shot that woman, man, I thought she'd die. Yeah, I hit across the head, no eye black's eye.
By 1970, Threadgill's had become the place to go for up-and-coming musicians, including Jimmy Dale Gilmore, Butch Hancock, and Kris Kristofferson.
Now, wait a minute. Which one of these is the vocal mic and which one of these is the guitar mic?
After Janis Joplin made her name in San Francisco, she came back to Austin for a tribute to Kenneth Threadgill.
It's a song by a good friend of mine who is a very good songwriter and is going to be very famous in about, I give him a year. His name is Kris Kristofferson, and he here just write some nice tunes. This is called Bobby McGee.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained, rode us all the way to New Orleans.
Less than 3 months later, Joplin was dead. 3 years after that, in 1973, Threadgill's closed. Its namesake got tired of running a bar and wanted to pursue a career as a singer. By then, the Roadhouse had been overtaken by fancier clubs, such as the Armadillo World Headquarters, where Willie Nelson's career took off. Armadillo owner Eddie Wilson bought Threadgill's in 1980 and reopened it. The old man himself came back to perform every Wednesday night.
When business is slow and I'm feeling low, I know just what to do. Walk on out and lock the door, looking for something new. I'm gonna leave it all, I'm gonna have a ball, cause I found it true. Things ain't a-going the way they should, you ought to sing them yodeling blues.
John Kenneth Threadgill died in 1987. His name is still above the door of the place he opened 70 years ago. And historian Howie Ritchie says that's not the only thing that will keep Threadgill's name alive.
Austin's live music scene can be definitely traced to Threadgill's and Kenneth Threadgill himself, and the distinctive Austin sound, the merging of what we would have called country music with folk and rock music around the turn of the 1970s, can also be attributed to Threadgill's influence.
But times have changed. Today, the former gas station turned honky-tonk is a bit like Austin's version of the Hard Rock Cafe, with artifacts from the city's musical past displayed on the walls, behind the bar, and in glass cases for the tourists. The locals go for the food and the music.
I keep on ahead for the tall and cut, singing in your blue and blue.
For NPR News, I'm Joe Bevilacqua.